This is your independent station, KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles to Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley. Streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. All right, that was Count Basie's band playing Samantha on 88.5 KNKX.
And that's our School of Jazz guest DJ Shelby Archer is here. She's just turned 18 years old. She's a saxophone player at Newport High School in Bellevue. Welcome to the show, Shelby.
Hello.
Great to have you here. Tell me about your first exposure to music. Was there a lot of music around the house?
I definitely grew up in a musical family. I was always walking around my house with my mom singing, and we had a music room with a piano, some bongos, a rain stick, just like various fun instruments we could bang around on, a couple guitars. I was definitely surrounded by a lot of music growing up.
I know this happens to a lot of saxophone players. You get to school, you want to play the saxophone, and they hand you clarinet.
Yes.
How'd that go?
I despised clarinet, but mostly for the reason that I was bad at it, because I never practiced due to wanting to play saxophone instead.
Now, you eventually did get onto the saxophone. You were playing alto to start, but then tenor saxophone. That's kind of a new thing for you?
I actually never imagined I would be playing it, ever. I just thought I'd be playing alto, and I was enjoying it. I'm kind of known as a person they throw me on whatever instrument they need. I've played percussion, I've played piano, I've played bass. So they kind of pulled me over, of course. They're like, how about you switch to play
tenor? Let's get Shelby.
Yeah, and so they put me on tenor. It ended up being a great switch because now I feel like I actually prefer it over alto saxophone. Yeah.
I think a perfect way to get into our next song with John Coltrane. Why'd you pick this song, Shelby?
It's just a classic. The song, the melody just comes up in your head instantaneously when you hear John Coltrane, I think. I think that's one of the number one things I hear when I think of John Coltrane, so I just really wanted to play that one.
This is Shelby Archer, our School of Jazz guest DJ on 88.5.
This is John Coltrane playing Giant Steps on KNKX.
Thank you. Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
profiles Wayne Bergeron's album Full Circle on the song First Impression on 88.5 KNKX.
Goodness gracious, and wipe a little sweat from my brow after that one. Shelby Archer, our School of Jazz guest DJ, is taking over the 8 o'clock hour on Evening Jazz tonight. Shelby, tell us about some of the earliest jazz musicians who inspired you, who got you really excited about jazz.
I've always loved listening to Thad Jones. Mm-hmm. I just feel like all of his songs are super funky, super upbeat, and they've just always inspired me to be really energetic with whatever I play. I always feel inspired by his writing somehow.
Who are some of the sax players that you model yourself after?
I really like Charlie Parker. I feel like he could walk up to a saxophone and look at it, and he could make it play. I feel like he just has that skill to play anything at any tempo. And I just really admire him for like having that talent with the technical stuff. And then I also really like Cannonball Adderley, and I have a Cannonball alto. That's my horn. He's always shown a lot of variety. He can just go from like a slow blues to an upbeat funk. I love listening to horn players that are able to have that variety, because if you listen to the same person playing the same thing over and over again, yeah, it's still really impressive, but I think it's even more impressive when you can take that same horn player and put him in a completely different environment. He'll still be able to kill it.
Shelby Archer also does a bit of singing, and you've chosen just one singer for your show tonight. We just celebrated her 100th birthday on the 25th of April. What do you love about Ella Fitzgerald?
I feel like whenever she sings, she has this emotion that comes out. Even if she's just scatting, I feel like I can hear her crying through her scats, or I can hear her laughter through her doos and her baws or whatever she decides to scat. I want to be able to convey that emotion with anyone else I'm singing to as well. So she was really inspiring to me in that way.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ, Shelby Archer, with some Ella Fitzgerald and a big band. No surprise there.
So this will be Ella Fitzgerald singing Blues in the Night on 88.5 KNKX.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling, hoo-wee. My mama told me, hear that lonesome whistle blow across the trestle, hoo-wee. My mama told me, ah, hoo-wee da hoo-wee. Old clickety-clack said echo went back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the winds blow, I've been to some big towns, heard me some big talk, but there's one thing I know, that a man is a two-faced of wearisome thing. Who lady to sing the blues in the night? My mama done told me a man is a two-faced, a wearisome thing. Who leave you to sing the blues?
You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Right, that was Buddy Rich playing Groovin' Hard from Best of Buddy Rich Pacific Jazz Years.
You are connected to world-class jazz on 88.5 KNKX. It's Evening Jazz. I'm Abe Beeson. You know me. I got to introduce you to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Shelby Archer. You're at Newport High School, which has a great program for the smaller combos at your school to get gigs and play out live.
Yeah.
And what's Newport's secret to getting you guys gigs?
We hold a gala or a fundraiser at the end of every year, where one of the auction items is to buy off our jazz combo. And people basically can rent us for the night to play at whatever event they feel they want to have a jazz combo at. It's just a really cool, fun experience, like getting to have those extra gigs on top of the big band gigs we get. And it's also a different experience to play in the combo as well.
And one of your big heroes is up next, Thad Jones, the band leader, trumpet player, composer. The magic of the internet is so incredible. You can see a lot of these people that have passed online. And I wonder if you've had a chance to see Thad Jones perform.
He is a character to watch. I feel like he's just always smiling. I'm a big YouTube fan of watching my favorite jazz musicians playing because I really like seeing how they felt when they were playing the music that I want to play. And so when I see how happy they are, how nonchalant they are playing it, I want to kind of convey that same emotion when I'm playing it. So, yeah, I just really love his energy on stage.
All right, let's put some smiles on some faces right now. Shelby Archer, our School of Jazz guest DJ on 88.5.
So this is Thad Jones playing Don't Get Sassy.
Thank you.
You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX.
Buddy Childers, The Bone Zone, in It's What's Happening Now on 88.5 KNKX.
That's Shelby Archer, our School of Jazz guest DJ. She's a saxophone player and sometimes singer, Newport High School Jazz Band. She's just turned 18. Shelby, a question I ask a lot of our School of Jazz student DJs, what's the plan after graduation? Are you headed off to play jazz in college?
So I was looking into sort of internships so I can look into being a teacher. And I went to go look at a band class. And I walk in, I'm super excited. The whole class is chaos. And I'm thinking, I do not have the patience at all. And I just had this whole new respect for band directors. Like, how do they start with kids who know nothing and end up with kids like going off to essentially Ellington, Savannah Music Festival? Like, I had this whole new appreciation for who my band directors were. Even though I love music and I want to continue playing it, I know that I want to go another route with what I was going to be teaching. And I'm planning on majoring in kinesiology and human sciences.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want to go into a minor of music, of course, because I feel like not only do I want to stay in those jazz groups or combos or those concert groups, but I also want to be taking those music theory classes and like classes on improv, because that's still like important to keep learning to me, because I feel like you can always keep learning in jazz.
Shelby Archer, our School of Jazz guest DJ. I'm sad to say we've run out of time for tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
What have you got to wrap things up, Shelby?
So the last one is another Count Basie tune. It's Hay Burner on 88.5 KNKX.